Justin Townes Earl went into the same business as his father.
I am my father's son. I've never known when to shut up.
This is Justin Townes Earl from a forthcoming album, Midnight at the Movies. His father is Steve Earl, the acclaimed singer and songwriter. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road. This morning, the Earls, father and son, joined Steve Inskeep for our series, The Family Business. Over the next few days, we're exploring different generations through the trades they pass on.
Steve Earl passed on music and also a tendency toward drug addiction. He went to prison at one point for drug offenses, which is something the son, Justin Townes Earl, spoke about when we interviewed him earlier this year.
I didn't do anything differently than what my father was doing. I mean, it's a really hard family to rebel in. I mean, what do? You know, to rebel. I mean, I could have become an accountant, I guess. That would have been very rebellious in my family, you know, and probably would have made my father, or I could have become a Republican. That would have really pissed him off.
That was Justin Townes Earl last spring. A few days ago, we got both Earls on the line, and the father remembered his son's effort to find a way to rebel.
He did decide to take up golf at one point, which I object to on political grounds. It is a Republican sport, and it's besides, it's white, and you hit it, and it goes away, and then you chase it all day. It's just like cocaine, and I tried to avoid that sort of behavior. But what it ended up, I came in one day, and Justin's in the front yard, and he's got on a Nirvana T-shirt that's too short for him. You know, so it's showing about 6 inches of skin between the bottom of the shirt and the top of his jeans. His hair is like green at the time because I told him if he dyed it orange and got in the swimming pool that it would do that, and he didn't believe me. I guess he thought I'd never dyed my hair. And he's hitting 9 irons out into the cow pasture in front of our house and just as hard as he can. And I started to jump on him because I don't even know where he got the golf clubs. I never allowed them in my house. And then I got to looking at that, and just the whole idea of dropping him off at a country club somewhere started to appeal to me, so I actually ended up not saying anything at all.
Justin, how's your golf game?
I never played golf. I just kind of hit golf balls.
He just did it to irritate me, I swear to God. He did it right in the front yard, so I saw him when I drove up. That was the only purpose in the exercise.
Justin, would you say that your dad encouraged you to become a musician?
Yeah. Nobody in my family, either, even on my mom's side, ever discouraged me from playing music because, I was a really messed up kid. You know, I got in a lot of trouble really fast, and when people saw me taking interest in something and it looked like I might be kind of good at it, people started going, please, do whatever you got to do.
You burned every bridge, and there came a point when it was like, what else were you going to do? I knew what this looked like. I couldn't do anything else. I mean, the reason you were raised on food stamps is because, I mean, I never made over $7,000 or $8,000 a year until the early 80s. And then by the mid 80s, I was finally making a decent amount of money. But it took a long time. And I wasn't really I didn't prepare myself to do anything else. And when I saw Justin not preparing himself to do anything else, I knew what that looked like.
Justin Townes Earl, can you think of a specific moment, in which your father sat you down and gave you one concrete piece of advice about the music business?
Well, the one that I still very, very much hold on to these days is just I was trying to write songs and I did not read at all. And that was when I was about 12 or 13, maybe 14, he told me, if nothing was put in, then nothing comes out. And then I became a pretty avid reader, and I still am to this day. And I read mainly I'm reading the history of the Middle East right now, and I read a lot of Civil War text and stuff like that.
You both have written songs that are set in the voices of soldiers from the Civil War, characters from the Civil War. Goddamn you, man, my color. Hate you more than any other man alive. Yeah, when you die, you'll be a foot soldier just like me. And the devil's infantry. Steve Earl, I've got in front of me some lyrics from a Civil War song that you wrote, Ben McCullough.
Right.
A couplet here. I killed a boy the other night who'd never even shaved. I don't even know what I'm fighting for. I ain't never owned a slave.
Right.
And then Justin Townes Earl, many years later, writes a song called Lone Pine Hill, which is also in the voice of a soldier who's never even known a slave owner, much less a slave, it says here. And after 4 long years, I just can't tell you what the hell I've been fighting for. What was happening there, gentlemen?
Well, I think when he first started sometimes emulating what I did, I don't think he always realized he was doing it, just like he and I don't realize sometimes when we begin to emulate another piece of music, it's subconscious at first. Then we have to bust ourselves because we're fairly knowledgeable. Usually we'll realize it at some point in the process, sometimes before we finish the song, sometimes after.
Justin Townes Earl, what is happening from your perspective in those two songs?
Well, you know, I think that it's very much, there's always been a tradition in folk music of borrowing ideas and putting your addition onto it.
But were you consciously emulating your father, or did it happen?
It's something that I wrote, and then I realized that it was the same sentiment and almost the same line. But, I mean, that's what we do that for, is to pay tribute to the great songwriters that came before it. And it just so happens that my father is one of the best that there's been. So I'm not going to change the line just because he said it before me.
There's a strange moon hanging overhead tonight. And if the rain keeps coming, then the creek's gonna rise. But with the good Lord's grace, I'll make it out of this place. I'll be in your arms come the morning light, I swear.
Music by Justin Townes Earl. He spoke with us from Dallas. His father, Steve Earl, was in New York. They're rarely in the same place anymore as they tour around the country. Well, Justin Townes Earl, I'll give you the last word here then. Do you think that you're in a business that you could be able to pass on to your kids if you haven't?
I got a feeling that I'm going to have, when I have kids, I'm going to have a little girl, and she's going to be, like, completely sensible, and so she probably won't want anything to do with the music industry.
If you think for 1 minute, I do believe in karma, and if you think for 1 minute that there would be anything karmically correct for you to have a well-behaved little girl, you're dreaming.
It's what's going to happen.
Absolutely dreaming.
Well, Steve Earl and Justin Townes Earl, thanks very much to both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, Justin, call your grandmother, please.
I will. I'll call her later on today.
All right, cool.
I ain't fooling no one. I am my father's son.
And you can hear Steve and Justin Townes Earl perform on our website at nprmusic.org.
I'd be the first to admit I never tried. It should hurt, but it should hurt sometimes. We don't see eye.